Blog Talk Radio.
The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me.
Hope you tell your friends, whoever else is listening. Thanks for listening too. And next we're gonna play one that was Go Fishing, and that, of course, via VLE. Now I gotta see another one. This is called let's see which one I'm gonna play. This is My Father's World on Trippy Tory.
This is My Father's World, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. Rocks and trees, of skies and sieges, and the wonder
Once again, that was This Is My Father's World. You're seeing Truth Be Told Radio. And remember, you can hear us on Sundays, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Vlog Talk Radio. And we have a website at truthbetoldradio.com. truthbetoldradio.com. This is Shannon singing Testify.
Many Samaritans from that town believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, but we have heard for ourselves. And we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." Yeah. We'll start right now. His name is Mike Brown. Okay. Born in Detroit, but raised in Chi-Town. Yeah. See, Mike was bright, but Mike liked to fight. From night to night, all types, Mike would strike down. No PG at 13, Mike was R-rated. By 14, behind bars, incarcerated. Released at 15, straight path, no brainer. Okay. Parole officer hooked him up with a trainer. Yeah. Trainer was a Christian. Father figure in, told him discipline. Turned him into a junior Olympian. No doubt with the hand skills, Mike was nice. But God rocked him, and Mike gave his life to Christ. The congregation is waiting for the next reply. Preacher said, "Son, stand up and testify." The very next word that you heard coming through the speaker: "I used to be a thug, but now I'm a believer." If you repented of your sins, testify. If you trusted in Jesus, testify. If you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, testify. Say what? Testify. If you're saved by grace, then testify. If you're seeking God's faith, then testify. If you know that you were put here to glorify God, then testify. Say what? Testify. Story number two, by a girl named Sue. Raised in the burbs, not far from St. Louis. Sue's intelligence was prodigious. She wasn't religious. In fact, she thought Christians were all superstitious. She thought the arguments were inconsistent. Didn't find them convincing. Full-paid scholarship to Princeton. Freshman year, she had a roommate named Kristen. In God's providence, Kristen was a Christian. She gave Sue a copy of Mere Christianity. To read in it, Sue got convicted of a vanity. When she discovered the love of Christian sisters and brothers for each other, when the Lord grabbed a hold of her, the congregation is waiting for the next reply. Preacher said, "Sis, stand up and testify." Sue said, "Jesus made it even new. Wanna know my testimony? Read Ephesians 2. If you repented of your sins, testify. If you trusted in Jesus, testify. If you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, testify. Say what? Testify. If you're saved by grace, then testify. If you're seeking God's faith, then testify. If you know that you were put here to glorify God, then testify. Say what? Testify. Yeah. Story number three, we'll call her Cece. Okay. Raised in Maryland, not far from D.C. Uh-huh. She got a lot to cherish. Thanks God she's not embarrassed about her parents because they had a rock-solid marriage. Right. Father straight loved her, gave like no other. Yeah. Raised with a brother by a stay-at-home mother. Her life always had the true God in the mix because her parents understood Deuteronomy 6. She was raised in the fear of the Lord. Amazing grace appeared and she was saved at the mere age of 4. A true clear conviction, the oldest replaced. She's a fruit-bearing Christian who's growing in grace. The congregation is waiting for the next reply. Preacher said, "Sit, stand up and testify." CC said, "I ain't got no horror story. God saved me in my youth. I give him all the glory." If you repented of your sins, testify. If you trusted in Jesus, testify. If you believe in his death, burial, and resurrection, testify. Say what? Testify. If you're saved by grace, then testify. If you're seeking God's faith, then testify. If you know that you were put here to glorify God, then testify. Say what? Testify.
Let's go, S.O.
Let's move, yeah. Home strong, Movie to God, yeah. God alone, yeah. Solely, solely. Deo, Deo. Gloria, Gloria. Here we go, yeah. If you taste it and seen, then you know what I mean. He goes. In his nature, his love, everything that he does, he goes. Even when it gets tough, yes, the Lord is enough. He goes. Yes, God makes it plain to the man who is plain. He goes. Yeah, 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 okay. Yeah, 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 okay. The world is not subtle. Why should we be subliminal? When it comes to goodness, our God is at the pinnacle. If God is approving it, then it's good. That's the principle. Humanity is minimal. The Lord is the original. Fountain of benevolence.
boundless in measurement, abounding in blessedness. His mountains of evidence, found in the testaments, resounding these sentiments. We drown in his benefits from town to the settlement. His goodness expressed in the natural and physical, from rocks and minerals to toxic chemicals. Stop being cynical, not trying to be traditional, but God is good
all the time,
no intervals. While doubters and pessimists clown what he represents, his smile towards the penitent and doubters for better sense. Now that we've been convinced, we shout without hesitance, crown his excellency now and forever, friend. From anything he's done for me, yet and still his goodness has blessed me abundantly. I try to give a summary, beginning with his love for me, intending Christ to die, yes, the blood of Jesus covers me. Our years he can make him new, our fears he's awakened to. He hears when we're praying and he's there when the payment's due. His spirit enables you to fear him and praise him through. The tears we can say it through, he's near when we're breaking through. Whether we are suffering or living in luxury, his works toward his people are all done lovingly. They're never done stubbornly, and with a hint of treasury, every single sunrise provides a new discovery. Yeah. It's clear what he came to do. See us like Isaiah knew. He'd appear as a baby who was reared as a faithful Jew. And here's for a shady crew, appeared in the plainest view. So here's what we're made to do, revere him to praise his due. The goodness of God can be seen in his provision, in each of his decisions. Yeah. He's leaving the inscription, yeah, that it's needless and grievous just to keep him in derision. It's cool to know his goodness never changes, it's immutable. It's true when we can't explain this, he's inscrutable, and we are not delusional. These facts are indisputable. I know it sounds unusual, I'll show you how it's provable. Adam and Eve had freedom with one restriction. Satan deceived them from Eden with these evictions, to leave us in the easy condition with sleazy addictions. But Jesus' afflictions freeze those believing he's risen. God's goodness seen at the cross, irrefutable. On his gospel truth, we will stand immovable and glorify God for his goodness is suitable. Just because it's a duty, no, just because he's beautiful.
Theology, give us something practical. And I was like, word? Okay, check this out.
I know it's deep, but when you peep, you find the sense.
Yeah.
Jesus, both God and man,
200%.
Yeah, fully divine, fully human. Introducing the hypostatic union.
The hypostatic union.
I know it's deep, but when you peep, you find the sense.
Yeah.
Jesus, both God and man,
200%.
Yeah, fully divine, fully human. Introducing the hypostatic union.
Yeah, a topic of discussion is beyond human comprehension.
Yeah.
The infinite God has made a super condescension. The condescension nobody could have anticipated. Precipitated by the evil we participate. emancipated into Adam and Eve, our first kin. Cursed when they committed the first sin. Only if you have the Holy Spirit's antennas can you truly understand fallen man's dilemma. Yeah. See, only a human can substitute for human lives, but only God can take the wrath of God and survive. Yeah. See the humanly unsolvable obstacle? With God, all is plausible, nothing's impossible. True haters are fighting, but the story is certain. Yeah. Two natures united in one glorious person. Jesus, the God-man, official soul reaper. The hypostatic union, it gets no deeper.
I know it's deeper when you even find a sense.
Yeah.
Jesus, both God and man, 200%. Yeah, fully divine, fully human. Introduce it, the hypostatic union.
The hypostatic union.
I know it's deeper when you even find a sense.
Yeah.
Jesus, both God and man, 200%. Yeah, fully divine, fully human. Introduce it, the hypostatic union.
Yeah. The Son of God, 100% divinity.
Yeah.
Self-existent, second person of the Trinity. Magisterial, imperial at the helm. Infinitely transcending this material realm.
Yeah.
He's so original, getting to know him is pivotal. Behold the invincible, prototypical holy principle.
Yeah.
Possessor of all divine attributes. The omnis, wisdom, grace, beauty, love, wrath, and truth. He's the one that all creation was made through.
Yeah.
And by him, the earth's foundation was laid too.
Yeah.
As the angels, they saw it on pay-per-view. Created Satan too. Matter of fact, he created you.
True.
And nothing can escape Jesus' sovereign rule, from the farthest galaxy to the smallest molecule. So who deserves to gain fame?
Who?
By the word of its power, the universe is maintained. In other words, put the cosmos back on the shelf. Without Christ, reality would collapse on itself.
Yeah.
Jesus, the marvelous author of all consciousness, beyond what the sharpest biologist acknowledges. He needs no archaeologist or smart apologist. He sees our hearts, omnipresent cardiologist. Master of logic, macrocosmic novelist. Following any other god is just preposterous. Yeah, Selah, let's just let that sink in for a second. Yeah,
I know it's deeper when you keep your find a sense.
Yeah,
Jesus, both God and man, 200%. Yeah, fully divine, fully human. Introduce it, the hypostatic union.
The hypostatic union.
I know it's deeper when you keep your find a sense.
Yeah,
Jesus, both God and man, 200%. Yeah, fully divine, fully human. Introduce it, the hypostatic union.
Yeah. The Son of Man, 100% humanity.
Yeah.
The mind stretches to understand how can it be. You gotta see what he does, becoming what he was, and while never ceasing to be what he was. Is your mind flipping?
Yeah,
they got you tripping, me too. But the scripture is true, Philippians 2. By faith we believe this amazing Jesus, who made Uranus and Venus, became a fetus. It's such a secret that few, if anybody, knew it. Months later, he's covered in amniotic fluid. The subject of the gospel, praise of apostles, armed with eye sockets, armpits, and
Who is this Jesus?
God clothed in human weakness, super sweetness and peace for the true believers. See the one who never tires, knocked out sleeping. See the source of eternal joy weeping. Which one can explain how the Son, abundant with fame, who made thunder and rain, now has hunger pain? See the creator of water become thirsty on the cross when he saved from the slaughter the unworthy. My awe should be sky high, and I ought to just cry wide with water in my eyes when the author of life dies. Raised on the third, God-man, soul seeker, the hypostatic union. It gets no deeper.
I know it's deeper when you keep your find a sense.
Yeah.
Jesus, both God and man, 200%. Yeah. Fully divine, fully human. Introduce it, the hypostatic union.
The hypostatic union.
I know it's deeper when you keep your find a sense.
Yeah.
Jesus, both God and man, 200%. Yeah. Fully divine, fully human. Introduce it, the hypostatic union.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how we do it, man. Lyrical theology.
Word up.
Spiritual analogy. The hypostatic union.
Shout out to my man Direct.
Yeah.
Good luck, y'all.
What up, Canada?
Yeah.
Let me make this plain, kids. God is the greatest. He never changes. His ways are blameless. For his own glory and at different stages, he raises up servants to make his name famous. I
highlights one particular servant for the purpose of encouraging your worship to the Lord. Furthermore, Charles Haddon Spurgeon was born on the outskirts of London, 1834. His dad and his grandpa were both in the ministry. His mother was praying for his soul since his infancy. Naturally intelligent, rapidly developing, but lacking Jesus' fellowship, that would be irrelevant. The God of his mother unknown. Though Christ was up in his home, the faith just wasn't his own. The Lord answered prayer when, at the age of 10, young Charles became convinced of the wages of sin. For the next 5 years, the Spirit brought conviction, terrors and affliction, aware of his condition. One Sunday morning, though the stormiest snow kept Charles from going in the church he'd normally go. Randomly stepped into a church, heard the words, "Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth." And though only heaven knows the name of the preacher, that's the day that Spurgeon became a believer. So merciful, always so purposeful. Those whom he draws find his fall irreversible. Immediately after Spurgeon's conversion, obediently, he was earnest to serve him. The Lord poured his Spirit on Spurgeon abundantly. Anyone could see that he spoke with profundity. Extraordinary giftedness seen, proclaiming God's mysteries at the age of 15 in a place called Water Beach, graced with the sort of speech that even made the old folks say, "This boy can preach." In fact, he was so crafted after the master of Baptist Church snatched him and asked him to pastor. At the time, he was 17 years old, on fire for the King who redeemed his soul. People flocked from everywhere. It was quite a scene. Called to a church in London at the age of 19. He was more than ready to his Lord. He was dedicated, even though he was never formally educated. If you would have scratched him, he would plead Bible. A rich prayer life was his means of survival. Amount that he read was truly mind-blowing, steeped in the writings of dudes like John Owen. And by God's grace, he fed the sheep new manna. In London, met his wife. Her name was Susanna. Susanna. The grace of God stand to the side, the Spirit exalting the Lamb who has died. It can't be denied, this man we describe was simply a tool in the hand of his God. To observe this servant, extremely instructive. One word about Spurgeon is he was productive. Preach Jesus, no speakers, loudly he shouted. Each week packed houses of crowds in the thousands. His sermons were published, 62 volumes. He worked almost like he just knew he would die soon. Made mad disciples, passed on his knowledge, established a school to train pastors in college, sold out to the Lord Jehovah his portion. Also, he built 2 homes for the orphans, a monthly magazine, plus he wasn't too busy to write books, about 150. God's grace in Spurgeon was manifest, but remember, the best man is a man at best. Yes, he struggled with depression, consistently sick kid, both he and Susanna physically afflicted. He experienced as a servant of Jesus the power of God made perfect in weakness. Later on comes complications, his stance for orthodoxy got him shunned by his denomination. But through all the hardships and all the controversy, he never stopped relying on the sovereign God of mercy. And when he had finished pressing towards the goal, he entered into heaven at the age of 57. His life is a case of God's grace effectively at work in sinners to leave a great legacy. The proof is many years later in your speakers, we're praising Jesus for raising up the Prince of Preachers. 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 Prince of Preachers.
That was Spurgeon by Shiloh. And before that, had the Hypostatic Union. And also, there was Taste and See. Thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. If you want to get Shiloh's music, go to lampmode.com, LAMPMODE. That's the his record label. Thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. And I'm going to do some more from Goldfish. This is called the Ten Commandment Boogie here on Truth Be Told Radio.
It's the Ten Commandment Boogie.
That was All in My Heart. And before that, we had Ten Commandments, Boogie by GoFish. And if you want to find out more about them, go to GoFishGuys.com. That's G-O-F-I-S-H Guys, G-U-I-S.com. And here is Fruit of the Spirit, also by GoFish. Fruit of Spirit, and now this is Jesus Loves Me, on Truth Be Told.
Jesus loves me, yes. Jesus loves me, this I know. tube open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come and sing. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. This I know.
We can't get old school. 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 We can't get old school.
Come on, come on, don't miss the latest craze. Hit it for a minute, then it's on to the next phase. Easy come, easy go, the marketers will hawk it. The only change that comes winds up in a pocket.
Hop on the wagon, drive the hip thing. All the while we're missing all the joy that God can bring.
You can take the new stuff, you can keep the fluff. The Bible is our tool and we're here to kick it old school. Here we go, you know we're going retro. We're cool as a rule, yeah, we kick it old school. Emerging like a moldy piece of bread. We act as if the holy word of God is all but dead. All we need to know is right there on the pages. Why are we obsessed with who the guy on stage is?
Dance the hottest dance, get the latest buzzy. You're gonna find out Jesus wasn't very fuzzy, was he?
You can take the new stuff, you can keep the fluff. The Bible is our tool and we're here to keep. Get old school, here we go, you know we're going retro. We're cool as a rule, yeah, we can't get old school.
That was Girlfish singing Kicking It Old School, and Florida had Fruit of the Spirit and I'll Do My Best, and Jesus Loves Me. Thank you for listening to Trippy Toll Radio, and I'm going to switch it up and go play something from Timothy Rendell this, and Shannon this time, singing Sanctification here on Trippy Toll Radio.
Union with Jesus Christ in his dying is the key to putting to death the deeds of the body. Our old self was crucified with him in order that something practical might flow from that glorious union with Christ in his dying. How do you get unified with Christ? Faith alone, apart from works of the law, unites you with Jesus so that he becomes your righteousness and your pardon and your death. So that something practical might succeed in your life, namely the putting to death of what is dead. That's Christianity.
Who can resurrect your soul? A smart man can't, but Christ will to conduct a heart transplant. I'm living proof of his spiritual maintenance. I'm now revering his patience, fearing his greatness. See, all believers have truly died ourselves. Cause when Christ died, we were crucified as well.
Okay.
So our old body of sin can be done away with. What a great gift, he's begun the facelift.
Yeah.
But just as Jesus rose from the dead, we too walk in the newness of life in union with Christ.
Amen.
In the past, my master was sin, in a tract of my skin, but I no longer have to give in. His word told me he changed me with his might, so I could be holy and blameless in his sight. I was first regarded as that church he pardoned, but I'm confident he'll finish the work he started modestly. In all honesty, Christ lived flawlessly. He's the motor, I'm his pottery. He set me apart from the sons of destruction. He's perfected my heart, it's under construction. Praise God, if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Praise God, if you're a saint that is saved, then you're being changed by his sanctification. Praise God, if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Bless the Lord, if you're a saint that is saved, then you're being changed by his sanctification. Christ doesn't just save us for forgiveness of sins. He takes us and shapes us into an image of him. Christ fulfilled the law when we were doomed with Satan, so believers in his righteousness from imputation. Now there's no condemnation for his consecrated.
Amen.
I know the process stated seems complicated, but it's the Holy Spirit's keen medication. All by his washing and regeneration, he takes worms and maggots and turns their habits. Someone cursed with madness, I now serve with gladness.
Come on.
Tell me, who else can take vessels of strife and then transform them into stencils of Christ?
Nobody.
Who else can take these random goons and then breathe life into abandoned tombs?
Yeah.
Christ came to die, his price claimed the sky. His grace will save, plus his might sanctifies. As his workmanship, my crew cares to please him. Do there's a reason, it's fruit-bearing season.
Okay.
We received the win, he gave his life for this. We've been freed from sin, we're slaves of righteousness. Praise God, if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Praise God, if you're a saint that is saved, then you're being changed by his sanctification. Bless the Lord, if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Bless the Lord, if you're a saint that is saved, then you're being changed by his sanctification.
Yeah. Through faith, everything that happens to Christ happened to me. I'm happy to see his majesty adapting me gradually. I'm fabric he's weaving me into his kingdom's tapestry. Imagine me spitting systematic theology practically. I'm asking the question that impacted me on a major level. How can a holy righteous God save a rebel? The mystery is priceless. His decree is like this. Through Christ, he makes the wicked positionally righteous. No longer targets of his curses. He takes deceivers, makes them believers, and then sets them apart for his service.
Amen.
Not only just the reverence. brethren. We need to know this, brethren. The road that gets to heaven goes through Romans 6:11. Acknowledging it's true, what's already occurred. Christ died to send me to. The Lord sent in his word. In Jesus we rest. We've been freed from the mess. By the Spirit we put to death the misdeeds of the flesh. I know my place, that's why I write my name in lowercase. The more I grow in his grace, the more he shows me his face. I thank him and praise him through his work, and I get to have this. My sanctification is more certain than death and taxes. Praise God if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Praise the Lord if you're a saint that is saved in, you're being changed by his sanctification. Bless the Lord if he washed your weary soul, then you're a trophy of grace, a walking miracle. Praise God if you're a saint that is saved in, we're being changed by his sanctification.
He bore our sins in his body on the cross, so we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
He bore our sins in his body on the cross, so we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
Lord, is there any more mercy left for the stubborn, stiff-necked sinner who flirts with death? Any more goodness for me to smell and taste, or have I dried up all the wells of grace? Could your fountain of love be empty? Jesus, is there any more of your blood to cleanse me? As soon as I thought I got the sin beat, I'm knocked from my feet and dropping in deep. Cause I played the whore and despised your glory, even though you've only shown kindness towards me. I belittled your worth and spurned your Bible, plus I turned aside to worthless idols. But in the mountains of your riches, there is abundant grace and storehouses of forgiveness. So I'm no longer doubting calamity. I thank you that I'm not kicked out of your family. I'm that snotty-nosed kid who trips, my knees are cut. But you never leave me down, you lift and clean me up. So I'm running back to the cross, where you suffered wrath for my sin. I can't fathom the cause. So when the enemies condemning me, cause I offended thee, I remember that my penalty was paid. So the judge ain't mad, cause he took out his anger on you like you were his punching bag. That your spirit convicts us to return back to you where you hear us and fix us. Your compassion is deep. After I weep, you're faithful to put me back on my feet. But this song is dedicated to all my fellow brothers and sisters who are devastated from falling. Be thankful, Jesus is so gracious. He's faithful even when we're faithless. We're not saved in accordance to our performance, otherwise no one would have assurance. We're saved through faith in Christ's finished work, which is his perfect life and sacrifice to forgive our dirt. So please be relieved. God sees you in Christ with the righteousness that he achieved. So if you fall, repent, he'll re-heal again. Then get back on your feet and keep killing sin. Don't stay down, look to the cross and the gospel. Get up, renew, but be cautious and watchful. And truly die to your pride. Ask the Lord to create a clean heart and new desires inside. And recall how sin's deceit is so grievous. Now strive and press on to know Jesus. Giving praise to the King who is risen. Singing, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven.
Resurrected him and exalted him as the infinitely glorious King of the universe.
now Jesus offers himself to us as the all-satisfying treasure and lover of our souls. And this, my beloved brothers and sisters, is the ultimate remedy against sin and temptation. Namely, knowing, enjoying, and worshiping Jesus Christ with his many excellent deeds. I'm pleased to sing, cause you're my Lord and Savior, my High Priest and King, and the world's Creator, my Shepherd, my Master, whom I adore and applaud, the image of the Father, you are the glory of God. It's blushing in your face, I'm smothered in your grace, which nothing can erase, cause you suffered in my place. You get all praise from the sin of pleading, though you're finished bleeding, you're still busy interceding. I'm forgiven, cause you made the amazing ascension, you're my wisdom, and sanctification, redemption, your perfect life credited to my account. Yo, I worship Christ forever, kid, I'm a shower. Never date when I meditate on your excellencies. You bled in my stead, my federal head, you represent me. Your death was a fee, so your elect could be free. Called us effectually, with predestined to be. We're free because his price redeems us. Exciting me, enticing me to flee lust. Refrain from sin, its ways are grim. There's no greater thing to delight in Jesus. In Christ we're free, cause his price redeems us. Exciting me, enticing me to flee lust. Refrain from sin, its ways are grim. There's no greater thing to delight in Jesus. You're the lion, yet the lamb. You're divine, yet you're a man. You're Messiah, and I am. You're triumphant in your plan. Resurrected with all power and might. Exalted in all glory and honor. The Father showered in Christ. Full-time worshippers, forever we're employed. Christ came to give us the full measure of his joy. I was deep in sin and thus repeatedly. I would be for him, but he would be for me. But Christ reconciled us to worship the Father. To fulfill our existence, our purpose, our honor. Now I'm cursed no longer, so I offer him praise. If not for his grace, I'd be certain to garner. Now often Jesus consumes me with thoughts of his sweetness and beauty. Not some weed or some whiskey, no beer or some ecstasy pills. Just to see the face of Christ is a superior excellent thrill. Christ we're free because his price redeems us. Exciting me, enticing me to flee lust. Refrain from sin, its ways are grim. There's no greater thing to delight in Jesus. In Christ we're free because his price redeems us. Exciting me, enticing me to flee lust. Refrain from sin, its ways are grim. There's no greater thing to delight in Jesus. Christ, you're excellent, worthy. I praise your Father, he's made me a vessel of mercy. Now show your glory's weightiness to your church, and we'll reflect back the radiance of your worth. You have the power to rule and destroy, but you'll bring us in your Father's presence where there's fullness of joy and bless us forever. Never competitors ever can threaten us ever. You have my heavenly treasure. It's my endless endeavor to honor him. I wanna sing, cause you're so sovereign and conquering. My vows do, so I vow to ascribe value to my God and King. You can't compare your worth to pieces of gold. You're keeping me whole. Worship the beast for my soul. Need to control, I can't explain how this suits me. A fiend to behold and gaze at your beauty. And inquire in your temple, face to face in crazy grace with no desires that are sinful. You shed mad blood to cleanse that crud. You said that was your steadfast love. My master snatched this cat from tragic sadness, gave me a static gladness. He lavished matchless compassion that attracts like magnets attached to cabinets. You bought and claimed my weak blind soul, like going once, going twice, three times soul to the God-man who's dressed in glory. Now I rest assuredly because his death secured me. A front row view of his majestic splendor, which will never bore me or be impressed forever. He's a consuming fire, yet he's tender. He's Jesus Christ, the most blessed treasure. A front row view of his majestic splendor, which will never bore me or be impressed forever. You're a consuming fire, yet you're tender. You're Jesus Christ, the most blessed treasure. All praise to Christ from grateful men. Give praise to him who saves us and takes us in and makes us king to reign with him. We'll praise with him the days won't end, so we say amen.
That is. What was the faithfulness of Christ here on Tribute Toll Radio? And next, that was both Timothy Brindlesena. Since we went through those ones, let's go with next, the all-sufficiency of Christ. And then the humility of Christ here on Trippy Toll Radio.
This is the all-sufficiency of Christ in the gospel of grace to restore ruined sinners to himself for their joy in his glory. Check it out now. I'm asked by my peers, hey, where have you been the last 5 years? I stay buried in sin. I thought I was righteous, but that's a mirage. So God snatched off my mask and facade, exposing the true me. When you, the Holy One, showed me what you see, I was loathing this lewd scene, but it was only so you could show me your beauty. The beauty of your deep compassion for needy cats who are steeped in mad sin. But because of Jesus bleeding, gasping, now before God my sin's completely absent. Cause on the cross it was like my hell. So now my righteousness is Christ himself. Because of the blood spill, your mountain of grace done smothered my dunghill.
So what did God use to restore me? Why it was the truth of him glory. Standing in the Son of God and I the CFO. Most clearly seen in the gospel of grace. So what did God use to restore me? Why it was the truth of him glory. Standing in the Son of God and I the CFO. Most clearly seen in the gospel of grace.
So you convinced that you're ruined, and the proof is the bad fruit of the sin that you're proving. Sick of the emptiness you're pursuing. So what can fix the brokenness of a human? Our help is not in 12 steps or in books on the shelf that sells best. Like health and wealth mess that compels self-flesh. Cause with self-help, guess what? You help less. Cause in self is indwelt death. So it's not an attempt to keep self-well kept. Only Jesus Christ himself can save us from ourselves and hell's depths. So what's the remedy for your sinning? Is it in performance-driven moralism?
No,
it's only falling on the Lord who's risen, whose infinite grace is of course sufficient to be reborn, forgiven, and adorned with wisdom, and freed from your morbid porn or prison, and equipped for his mission. Only beholding his glory can transform a Christian.
So what did God use to restore me? Why it was the truth of him glory. Standing in the Son of God and at the CFO. Most clearly seen and at the gospel of grace. So what did God use to restore me? Why it was the truth of him glory. Standing in the Son of God and at the CFO. Most clearly seen and at the gospel of grace.
So name your need, he knows your strength is weak. The unchanging grace of the Savior's deep. In Christ Jesus every saint's complete. So come by faith to our faithful priest.
What is faith?
It's just an empty hand that receives the grace of the precious Lamb. Namely God the Son crushed as your payment. His perfect life is our justification. So the gospel's not just for unbelievers. Every day we should trust and run to Jesus. Confess and plead, we're wretched seed. But his once for all death perfected me. So when you come to the Son, behold this, the riches of God in abundant fullness. When you come to his blood, your soul gets peace with God, abundant love and wholeness. I'm now making the argument, the most far-gone sinner who's dark and grim can be restored by Christ to pardon him. Cause Christ's abounding grace is larger than your heart of sin that's hard within. Or all who his irresistible grace is targeting. Cause the gospel of Christ is the power of God for salvation from start to end.
Listen! So what did God use to restore me? Why it was the truth of him glory. Shining in the Son of God and at the CFO. Most clearly seen and at the gospel of grace. So what did God use to restore me? Why it was the truth of him glory. Shining in the Son of God and at the CFO. Most clearly seen and at the gospel of grace. Follow me now, listen me now, follow me now, see. As sufficiency of the Almighty. That's right. Lambo, you know who it is. The Messiah, he's all sufficient, y'all, and it don't stop.
Here's Timothy Brindle. This one's called Humility, and it's off the Killing.
Oh, he's so adorable.
She's got your eyes, honey.
Oh.
Come on, walk to Mommy, Trevor. Come on.
Here you go.
Look, how is he doing it?
Oh, I see him. Come here, big guy.
Well, we got to keep working on it. Come on, Trevor.
Do it, son. Keep your eye on the ball.
Hit a home run.
Now, coming up on a stoplight. Now, don't forget your brakes, son. Son?
Do you, Trevor, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
I'll never see him grow up. Why was I so blind?
Abortion. The great heartbreak of our day. The Bible has the answers to our culture's biggest needs. To learn more, go to AnswersRadio.com. A message from Answers in Genesis.
I, as a Baha'i, I believe in Jesus Christ. And I would say I have never believed in Jesus Christ as much as I have since I'm a Baha'i.
Oliver says he believes in Jesus Christ, yet he isn't a Christian. How can this be? The problem is that our friend Oliver has a different Jesus. He's not talking about the Jesus of the Bible. It's kind of like this. If a stranger approaches you and says they know your buddy John, but all their facts about John are wrong, you could safely conclude that they're referring to a different John. Now, with that in mind, there are many religions that claim they know and believe in Jesus. But that doesn't mean they're referring to the same Jesus of the Bible. For example, Mormonism believes that Jesus was the spirit brother of Lucifer. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus was Michael the Archangel. That's not in the Bible either. Muslims believe Jesus was just a prophet. That's definitely not what the Bible teaches. And Baha'i teaches Jesus was simply a messenger. Notice how none of these religions teach what the Bible says, that Jesus was God in human flesh. You see, the real Jesus sparked more controversy than any other religious leader in history. He made radical claims. He spoke not from, but with authority. And with that same authority, he forgave people of their sins. He healed without medicine. He fed thousands from one boy's lunch. And he calmed the raging sea. His claims? He claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life. And that no man comes to the Father but through him. He claimed to be the bread of life, the light of the world, the good shepherd, the true vine, and the resurrection and the life. And he was ultimately crucified because he claimed to be God. He was able to conquer death by rising from the grave, just as he said he would. How is that? Because he is the Christ, the Savior of the world, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is God incarnate. So, if someone comes to you talking about Jesus, but he doesn't sound like he's talking about the Jesus of the Bible, probably because he isn't.
This is the place, no?
Yes. This is it. Thank you. Keep the change.
Thank you very much.
Oh, honey, I am so excited.
Oh, my.
We've waited and prayed so long for a child to love, and we're finally here.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the little guy.
Oh, honey, how so adorable.
Wow. Great.
Welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson.
Thank you so much.
Children, not so loud.
What are they saying?
They want you to take them to be part of your family.
Oh.
Right now, roughly 34 million children from nations all around the world are waiting to be adopted by a loving family who will teach them about their Creator and Savior. Although some object to interracial adoption, the Bible teaches we're all members of the same race, the human race. Pray about how God would have you reach out to these hurting children in need. A message from Answers in Genesis at AnswersRadio.com.
Yeah.
interrupt your blunt session with one question. Where you going after this? You're done guessing? Cause what happens if your trunk flexing and you crash your whip in an accident? Your lungs wrecking? You know that you're nervous when you stand before a holy God who won't accept nobody's perfect. He doesn't wink at sin and let it slide. It stinks to him and he detests our pride. We're all accountable each day, bruh. We've offended an all-powerful creator. Let's get it right, guys. His commands ain't kept in. No little white lies. He demands perfection. He reserved this right because he created us. His ways are just. You must be saved.
Yeah, saved from what?
You must be saved from the wrath to come from the matchless sun. What makes you think you cats can run? And each sin stacks a ton of bricks. His wrath is coming quick. He hates sin. He has to punish it. Trust this. We know this must be done. Cause his justice was shown when he crushed his son. So I pray you may be saved today. Cause you're storing up wrath, it's on layaway. All man is sinful, everyone's a lawbreaker. But the plan is simple, that's the Son of God, Savior.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
I pray you're thirsty for his grace and mercy. But if your heart's hardened, better fear.
Let him fear.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
Has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
I pray you're thirsty for his grace and mercy. But if your heart's hardened, better fear.
Now, so what you gonna do? Oh, you got other worries. You in such a hurry. Plus you love the girlies. You wish you were whipping the bins and you're jigging with him. But your most important needs are forgiveness of sins. Trying to get to heaven by your sound best behavior. It's like climbing up the down escalator. So admit you're helpless and wicked selfish. Please repent or be quickly dealt with. Why would I take this time to lie to your face? You need a perfect person to live and die in your place. So please to Jesus of Nazareth, cause he's the compassionate God-man whose deeds are miraculous. Swallow your pride, we got two things in common. We're all sinners, plus we're all gonna die. But it's Jehovah in the womb who rose up from the tomb. He spoke into existence the oceans and the moon. Your cousin's forbidden, bless your lusting for women. And you can't hide your sins from him, nothing is hidden. You must trust that he's risen and he was crushed for your sinning. And God will call you righteous, just and forgiven. So stop your finesse, Jesus is Lord, God in the flesh. Knees on the floor, drop and confess. He became poor, beaten and sore to wash up your mess. Receive him before you plop to your death.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
Jesus rose from the grave, believers know them the same. They rest in his grace and never fear.
Never fear.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
When Jesus rose from the grave, believers know that they're saved. They rest in his grace and never fear.
Sin disappoints, it never does satisfy. Kid get the point, everyone has to die. But after this, we can live again without the help of Catholic priests, middlemen. Cause Christ is the way, the only door to the Father. And the horrible lava is more than a sauna. Even if you murder some men and cut knives, you can be saved if you trust Christ and turn from your sin. Cause on the cross, Jesus soaked up his anger. So instead of judge, he'll be your most loving savior. To restore us, the Lord poured his blood. So we can be with him forever in his world of love in heaven. You'll be seeing his beauty beaming. It's the greatest privilege for the human being. I can't wait till we cling and see the face of the King. So please come join us as we praise and we sing.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
How gracious is God that no one breaking his laws. Gave up a son to save us from facing his charge.
He who has an ear,
let him hear.
He who has an ear, let him hear.
Let him hear.
Don't confess he's true, it's the best you'll do. If he can save me, then he can rescue you.
Mr. Nice Guy. You think you're nice? This guy is really nice.
Well, I try to do what's right.
He's so nice that if good people get to heaven, he'll be the first in line.
Ah, shucks.
So, Mr. Nice Guy, have you kept the Ten Commandments?
Pretty much.
Do you mind if we take a look at them and maybe see how nice you really are?
Okay.
Great. Here's one. You shall not lie. Mr. Nice Guy, have you ever told a lie?
Well, yeah. Who hasn't?
What do you call somebody who tells lies?
A liar.
All right. How about another commandment? You shall not steal. Have you ever stolen anything, even once?
Nope.
But you just told me you're a liar.
Well, I did steal some candy once when I was a kid.
And what do you call someone who steals?
A thief.
All right, let's try another one. You shall not commit adultery.
Oh, that's easy. I'd never cheat on my wife.
Hi, handsome.
Oh, baby!
Jesus said, if you even look at a woman with lust, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart.
Oh, right.
One more. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Have you ever used God's name to curse?
Oh, my!
That, Mr. Nice Guy, is called blasphemy. God gave you life and breath and everything you have, and you've dragged his name through the dirt. So, by your own admission, you're a liar, a thief, a blasphemer, and an adulterer at heart. And that's just four of the Ten Commandments.
Okay, so I'm not perfect.
Well, actually, it's worse than that. Suppose we could put a chip in your brain that would record all your private thoughts for an entire week and then play those thoughts on a giant movie screen for all your friends and family to see.
That would be embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. The Bible says God knows everything, even the secret thoughts of your heart.
Well, compared to some people, I'm a saint.
Yeah, that's true. But the standard is God's law, not other people. Besides, even if you sin just five times a day in 1 year, that's 1,825 sins. And if you live to be 70 years old, you'll have broken God's law over 127,000 times. You'll have to answer for every sin on Judgment Day, when the Bible says each of us will give an account of himself to God.
But God will forgive me, right?
Well, let's try that in court.
Hey, look, I know I keep breaking the law, but hey, catch up, well, you know, just let it slide.
Only a corrupt judge would buy that. A good judge would say,
justice demands that you pay for your crimes.
God's not a corrupt judge. He's a holy, righteous judge. He hates sin. Jesus warned that on Judgment Day, everyone who had sinned against God would justly end up in a terrible place called hell. And there will be no escape for all eternity.
Well, then, how can anybody get to heaven?
There's only one way. God loved the world so much that he sent his son Jesus to live a perfect life. He never sinned, not even once. Jesus offered to take the punishment for guilty sinners. He was whipped and beaten and nailed to a cross and died so that justice would be served and sinners could go free. Then Jesus rose from the grave and defeated death. You can't earn eternal life. It's God's gift to everyone who will humble themselves and come to Jesus. He'll forgive you, wash you clean, and give you a new heart with new desires. The Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. So stop living for yourself. Turn from your sins and come to Jesus. Then read your Bible and obey it. Find a good church to help you grow. And then go out and tell other people the good news.
Each week, we send out a free ministry update, and it contains a short video clip. Ray finds colorful characters, he witnesses to them, and then I chalk talk the clip. Here's some samples.
Do you believe in God?
Of course.
I believe God actually learns through us.
There's a heaven right here.
Multiple times a day, God hugs me.
What planet are you living on?
I have no problem standing before the Lord as I am.
After seeing new clips each week and understanding the biblical principles behind them, you will end up saying, I could do that. There's no charge for the update. Just go here and sign up here, and we'll send it to you every week.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only forgotten son.
Also, while you're there, check out the School of Biblical Evangelism.
The School of Biblical Evangelism is a full-blown online evangelism course. It'll help you overcome your fears. It'll help give you the answers to the 100 most commonly asked questions and objections to the Christian faith.
That was fruit. Excuse me, not fruit. No, I was got a moon, and I was go fishing. That checking out at gofishguys.com, gofishguys.com, and also before we had Timothy Rindle, and that his record label is Lampmode, Lampmode.com, and next gonna. Sorry, sneeze. We will do
Oops, sorry, I sneezed. This one is called God's Servant, and it's a new one from the album, the newest album called Diadem, from him, and this is called Look Ye Saints, here on Truth Be Told Radio.
Rise to always back from the mainland. Yo, it's the great I am, it's the slain lamb. Yo, think a clear view with biblical binoculars. Yo, it's the root of David, come see this conqueror. Yo, he's the lion of the tribe of Judah, the iron ruler. He's the awesome king, the just and righteous doer. From the throne is coming lightning. Till the thunder rumbling from before the Lord God Almighty. Yo, you can see us after seeing as we admire Messiah, just like us in the days of King Uzziah. Yo, taking the building from the voices of the choir. The house was filled with smoke, it was dope how they cried. Above them stood the seraphim and angelic how to love. With two wings fly, the others used to cover up. Screaming, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is filled up with the glory that is yours.
Crown him, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of kings and Lord of lords.
Angels, preachers, the people, we are all here, giving our worship to the one that we all fear. You're looking here around the throne, this mass is shouting, numbering in myriads of myriads of thousands, from every creature in heaven, on and under the earth, all day and night, they never cease but celebrate his worth. And I know this might surprise you, but the center of our anthem is how he's gathered up a people he has ransomed. How marvelous, the God that they had ran from was spill his blood to pay for everything that they had done. Behold the riches he provides them with. He made the sinless one to be sin so they could be his righteousness. The old earth is groaning, longing for its sequel, as it awaits the full redemption of the sheepfold. And he has rescued them from evil. He will be their God, and they will be his people.
Crown him, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of kings and Lord of lords.
Sorrows now, from the and from the fight return victorious, and every knee to him a bow. You look up, look and face the sight of glorious. To see the man of sorrows now, and from the fight return victorious. And every need of him a bow. The detestable and the wicked, the idolaters and the crooks are thrown in the lake of fire. If the names ain't in this book, but why the time they can be added? It's the only place they face it. The only other name under heaven given to Satan, that of the crucified King of glory, who in all his judgments are unsearchable and the ways cannot be scrutinized. Soon he's coming back. Send your life to spread his fame. Keep yourself in his love as you eagerly await him.
Crown him, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of kings and Lord of lords.
Once again, that's from the album called Diadem. I spelled D-I-A-D-E-M, and that means like a crown, a diadem. And that was God's Servant, and it's a song called Look Ye Saints. And if you want to find out more about him, God's Servant, and you could go to lampmode.com, lampmode.com. Thanks for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. And what I'm going to do now is going to play another one. This is from Shylin. And this one's called Faithful God here on Truth Be Told Radio.
yeah. Father God, we come now before you. We were made to bow down and adore you. We're filled with thankfulness because of your faithfulness to your word, and we found that it's all true. To your face, Lord, we turn in amazement. In your grace, you determined to save men from sin's consequence because of your promises. In Jesus Christ, which are yes and amen. When Adam sinned, you provided a covering. You heard Israel crying and suffering. You brought them out of the land with your powerful hand. Lord, you're truly the God of the covenant. Even though you dropped clues, they were missing it. From here, we can see the true significance. All your acts of might were shadows and types to point ahead to a future deliverance. From the things you say, you don't budge. You're faithful to save and you're faithful to judge. The God who is just is not one of us. The faithful God is the God we can trust. We can't trust us, on you we rely. Everything we need, Lord, you will supply. Even when we're faithless, you remain faithful. You cannot deny yourself.
Our next selection finds us moving through the corridors of a local hospital. As we enter into room 168, we encounter Mr. Smith, who is moments away from death. Let's listen in on his inner monologue.
Yeah. At the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the strugglers who died, and I'm in fear of what awaits me on the other side. As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the strugglers who died, and I'm in fear of what awaits me. Who knew that I'd be shook up as I look up to the heavens and see it's near with IVs hooked up like secrets? It was nice to be kept by Christ. Now every night's a deep sweat from a life of regrets that feel it's gone. Was faith real? Not fake like silicone. Fretting like it's okay like Little John was spilling songs. My will was drawn to this common facade. Lord, now I repent for each debt in your armor of God. Knowing this is your name that we defraud. Without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. My heart, I can't mask from you. Don't want to be a part of your massacre. Please don't stop my cardiovascular. I hope I rep C-H-R-I-S-T. The sport of them so good I could win an SP like Wayne Gretzky. Lord, put my heart at ease, please, before I decrease my BP. And they saying clear, I need CC. I think I'm losing them, because I'm bruised from sin within, and don't think I'll see your new Jerusalem, you're just Lord. I need to be assured, I'm unsure and insecure that we're sin abound to grace and much more. I need to get confidence, believe in your promises of Jesus' accomplishments, not help from the drugstore, cause mostly my reputation was counterworld as defecation, yet I proceed with trepidation. Sin was strong and my deadliest foe, steady wrong, am I ready to go? I pray to God cause it's hard to accept, my heart's heavy you know, I'm not sure if I'm ready to go. Although you had promised I would live again, for believing in Jesus I'm forgiven, yet I'm shivering from hidden sin, cause in the back of my mind I knew I struggled as my pastime, now I'm scared to flatline.
Next, we move down the hall to the cancer wing, room 197, the room of Mr. Jones. His situation is very similar to Mr. Smith's. Let's listen in.
As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all my brothers who died, and I'm prepared for what awaits me on the other side. As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all my brothers who died, and I'm prepared for what awaits me. Life was quick, but these last breaths seem the longest. I'm on the brink of entering everything that you promised. My heart skips thinking of what I'll be in the moment. This joy is undeniably precious fruit of atonement. I cry tears of happiness, cause looking back, I see the track that you sovereignly mapped for me. I see immaculate. The cross of Christ is awesome price, and your grace that carried me. I persevered in shadows of brothers who walked the path for me. In just a few breaths, I walk into a marriage feast and taste of your goodness without getting a cavity. Your majesty will light up the city that we'll inhabit, and the land will be the lamp in the middle. There'll be no PM. I tremble at the fact that I'll be captured by the blazing glory of the one that I've been waiting to see. And I'll see him. Yeah. To see his face and worship perpetually won't be boring, cause his flesh won't be a hitch anymore. I'll be restored to the morning after morning. And cause you bled death, I'll leave here on his hospital bed and step into the presence of the bridegroom in heaven. No more valleys to try to trek through, 11 to fight against, all things will be made new. No struggling to pray, we'll sing of your glory with angels. I'm eager to go, I know I'm a part of your kingdom. Upon Christ's deeds, I'll see bliss when the beat comes. My life was long and I'm ready to go. I stood strong and I'm ready to go. Can't wait to sing along with this song up in heaven, you know. It's where I belong, I'm ready to go. My sneaks are worn down hard from running this marathon in the trenches. Was far from pretending, pressed on with repentance. So now it's time for me to pass the baton, and at long last I'll pass on into heaven.
Finally, as we leave Mr. Jones's room, we travel upstairs to room 235, where we encounter Mr. Michaels, also moments away from death. Let's hear what's going on in his mind.
As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the others who died, and I don't care what awaits me on the other side. As the hour draws near to take my last breath, I'm not quite sure how much time I have left. I'm walking the path of all the others who died, and I don't care what awaits me. Yo, in a hospital bed, blood clots in my head, body chock full of meds, and I got to be fed through a tube. I'm comatose, wet food, aromas gross, pursued lewd moods as a refuge, overdose, frantic seizure, life empty, scary, demanded leisure, anesthesia, temporary amnesia. I'm found in this predicament, surrounded by significant others. My mother is crowded and I'm listening. I hear a person's voice that I don't recognize, praying for me. It must be a reverend in his lies, nurse checking in my eyes, ain't getting no replies. If she knew I heard everything, I bet she'd be surprised. My family's upsetting me with cries, what they crying for? If I could speak, I'd ask the reverend, what he lying for? He said something about believing in the Lord, that's ridiculous. We all know that Jesus was a fraud. Atheism is logical, blind faith is comical. 7-day creation and Satan are mythological. The Bible's full of statements made by men who were shaken, too scared to face the end. The reverend said, don't be hostile to the gospel, choose it. The only gospel I like is gospel music. He said if I understood him, take my finger and wiggle one. But if I could have, I would have gave him the middle one. Because he's wrong and I'm ready to go. Son, I'm strong, yo, I'm ready to go. If it's on, then it's on, bring it on. I'm ready to go, let's get it on. Son, I'm ready to go. I'm anticipating, hitting the essence. I'll crash through the gate in minutes, a second.
the heavens. Shaking my fist at the heavens, my lifetime pastime, but now no more natural light shines, flatline. Just as I was dissing his name, I'm hit with the flames as my soul left my physical frame. Frightened, my senses heightened, defenseless against this relentless lightning. A stampede of thunderclaps, I can't breathe, it's like I'm running laps with my lung collapse. I can't leave, I'm fucking trapped. Meanwhile, I am no longer seen now. The life I lived in the body, that feels like the dream now. And I've awakened to a real life nightmare. It's quite clear, no use putting up a fight here. My destiny is sealed. A true catastrophe with future agonies that have yet to be revealed. And that thought alone is such a blow to me, it's terrible. Cause what I'm feeling right now is totally unbearable. I'm disembodied, met my worst fear, mentally. Every second like a year, every year a century. No one that I can call, I'm crushed under a wall of holy fury, amazed by the justice of it all. Getting what I deserve, in fact my soul is burning black. I crossed over the threshold, never to be saved. Eternal is the furnace and it ain't no turning back. Oh God, just let me send my fam a letter from the grave.
Having lunged fist first into a fixed state of horror and agony, Mr. Michaels attempts to gather his bearings. As he scrambles to find a way to warn his family, little does he know that, as sincere as he may be, the following efforts are sadly in vain.
Oh God, oh God, I'm in agony right now. I'm in agony in this fire. Please. My parents, my sisters, my cousins, my nieces, friends, co-workers, everybody needs to read this. You probably thinking I'm in heaven smiling down upon you, but it's not true. I'm writing this now to warn you. I'm serious, wish I could put a gun to your face. Whatever it takes to make you listen, don't come to this place. I made tons of mistakes when I was there with y'all, certainly. The worst by far was not preparing for eternity. It's crazy. I don't even know how to tell y'all, but I'm in hell, y'all. And I know it's upsetting to hear, it's upsetting to be here, but I write so you get it and see clear. I don't have all the answers, I grope for more, but there are a couple of things that I know for sure. Reincarnation is a lie, there's no such thing as Satan lie. Getting to heaven through meditation, that's a lie. Yo, it's vital we build, homicidal I feel, your pride will be killed. The God of the Bible is real, y'all know. I ain't read the Bible a day in my life, but he's the one who's inflicting all my pain and my strife. So get a Bible and read it, whatever you read, believe it. After believe in, eat it, sleep it, and breathe it. There's much more to this man Jesus. Observe the story, and I can tell you that there's no such thing as purgatory. What I wouldn't give to have your opportunity. I see my pride is ruining me. Ignoring God is lunacy. There's no comfort, all shame, no peace. There's no slumber, all pain, it don't cease. So don't be lax when attack with distractions. The fashions and attractions had me relaxing. Now I'm awake for the first time ever. But from the goodness of God's works, I'm severed. Regretting all the tracks that I threw in the trash, regretting moving fast in pursuit of the cash, regretting spending all my life trusting myself, regretting not reading the Bible up on my shelf, regretting all the stuff in life that had me caught up, regretting switching the subject when Christ was brought up, regretting not going to church when my friends invited me.
Was a song called As the Hour Draws Near. And we're getting close to the end, but not yet. I'm going to remind you that we're on Facebook as Truth Be Told Radio and on Twitter, Truth Be Told Radio, but it's Truth, the letter, like the letter B, not B-E. Truth Be Told Radio. And also me, Melissa Cantrella, your host, is at Bond Servant for JC. That's B-O-N-D, the number 4, and J-C. And also my personal page is smilesandstuff.com, smilesandstuff.com. And you could send us email to truthbetoldradioshow@gmail.com, truth, T-R-U-T-H-B, B-E, told, T-O-L-D-R-A-D-I-O, at gmail.com. So it's Truth Be Told Radio Show at gmail.com. And you could send us comments, suggestions. And if you send comments and things, that when you send it, you give us permission to air it. So thank you if you do that. Thank you for listening to Truth Be Told Radio. And here is one called that I like from Shannon. One of my favorites is Penelope Judd here on Truth Be Told Radio.
Good morning, boys and girls. Okay, I need you to settle down now. Guess what? I have a story for you. It's about a little girl. You ready? Once upon a time, in a distant land, far beyond the sea, where there lived no man or woman. In fact, lo and behold, the oldest person there was only 12 years old, because all the grown-ups had washed away in a flood. One town in particular there was called Mud, because every sister, cousin, and brother, from head to toe in mud, they were covered. But anyway, in this town called Mud, there lived a little girl named Penelope Judd. Now, Penelope was a very sad, sad girl, because she was living in a bad, bad world, where kids teased each other and acted really mean. They lied, cheated, and stole, and their speech was obscene. With no grown-ups around, nobody was really wise, so every kid did what was right in their own eyes. Penelope would cry, like every single day. No matter what she did, the tears wouldn't go away. But deep down in her heart, she hoped it would get better, because of what her grandpa had written in the letter. He said,
"Penelope, it's great news that I bring. On the mountaintop, there lives a great king. The king has a son, and being a proud father, he's gonna throw the prince a huge party in his honor. But the good part, and I hope it gets you excited, Penelope Judd, you're officially invited. He's sending a dog, he'll tell you all you need to know. Just have your bags packed and be ready to go."
It had been such a long time Penelope was waiting. She wondered if the letter was true or just faking. But one day she was playing outside, and to a great surprise, the dove had arrived. He said,
"Off we go, with no delay. Don't let nobody try to make you stay. We're gonna see the king, we're on our way. And all the old things gonna pass away.
Your turn, your turn.
Off we go, with no delay. Don't let nobody try to make you stay. We're gonna see the king, we're on our way. And all the old things gonna pass away."
The dove told her that he was sent by the king. If she wanted to go, she had to run and grab her things. Penelope said, "Okay, I'll be right back." Ran into the house and came back out with her knapsack. The dove said,
"Penelope, the party is in a day. Stay alert, follow me, and I'll lead the way."
So as he flew and Penelope walked the path, she waved goodbye to her friends and they started to laugh. They said that she was silly for following the dove, just to go to some stupid party up above. Penelope and the dove continue on their way, but then she got sad, cause part of her wanted to stay. But then she thought to herself, "Why would I wanna stay? Cause all they do is play in the mud all day. And while they're doing that, I'm gonna see the king." It made Penelope so happy she started to sing. She said,
"Off I go with no delay, and ain't nobody gonna make me stay. I'm gonna see the king, I'm on my way. And all the old things gonna pass away."
Your turn. For a long time, they reached the foot of the mountain and they started to climb. Penelope got scared, not sure if she could keep going, because the mountain was very, very steep. On top of that, it was now dark outside. The dove said,
"Keep your eyes on me, I'll be your guide."
Getting to the top was a difficult trip, but the dove was there to pick her up whenever she slipped. And she was so excited when they got near the top that she didn't even stop when her knapsack dropped. The dove led her to the palace and said,
"Farewell, see you inside."
He flew away, Penelope rang the bell. A huge angel answered,
looked her up and down. She knew something was wrong because he had a big frown.
Can I help you, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here for the party. I have an invitation.
He said,
I'm so sorry. There's no way that I can let you through these doors. The king won't let anyone dirty up his floor.
She didn't understand, so without coming near her, he reached into his pocket and he pulled out a mirror. And for the very first time, she saw that she was dirty. The palace was spotless. She knew she wasn't worthy. As the angel continued,
I'm sorry, little friend, but
the voice inside the party said, you can let her in. The next thing she knew, the prince himself was at the door. He looked at her, smiled, and said,
there's room for one more.
He reached out and touched her. Instantly, she was clean, wearing the brightest robe that she had ever seen. If the mud kids had seen it, they would have gone blind.
Where'd you get it?
She asked. He said,
actually, it's mine.
And as he let her in through the palace door, he sang the sweetest song she ever heard before. He said,
long ago, laid aside my crown, became a mud kid, traveled to your town. They kicked me out, didn't want me around, but those who love me get to share my crown.
Your turn,
long ago, laid aside his crown, became a mud kid, traveled to our town. They kicked him out, didn't want him around, but those who love him get to share my crown.
Picasso is dead. Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin are dead. Marilyn Monroe is dead. However,
Jesus is alive.
Brando is dead. James Brown is dead. Princess Di and John Lennon are dead. Biggie Smalls and Pac are dead. However,
Jesus is alive.
Give praise to King Jesus, the blessed Son, victorious, glorious, resurrected one. To him belongs the power, glory, and honor. Ascended where he sits at the right hand of the Father. At the cross he made atonement, his people he saved. After 3 days he was raised in defeat of the grave. By faith the elect behold him, his scepter is golden. He must have been hot and slippery cause death couldn't hold him. The spotlight is on today's icons. In 1,000 years nobody'll care, their light's gone. But at that time Christ will still shine bright. He's not in the limelight, he is the limelight. Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for the body of Jesus, you won't find it. We never lack spirit, letting you catch spirit, cause his tomb is empty like most secular rap lyrics.
Plato is dead, Socrates is dead, Aristotle and Immanuel Kant are dead, Nietzsche and Darwin are dead. However, Jesus is alive. Buddha is dead, Muhammad is dead, Gandhi and Haile Selassie are dead, Elijah Muhammad is dead, however, Jesus is alive,
Throughout history, there's been mad religious leaders, prophets, preachers, scholars, teachers. But when it came to the grave, no one could climb out. That's where Jesus stands alone, like taking a time out. And don't be misled, I got a level head. No resurrection, Christianity would've never spread. The disciples weren't stupid guys who would ruin their lives and then choose to die for what they knew was a lie. That would be beyond ridiculous. Not an issue is the risen Christ seen by 500 eyewitnesses. Imagine 500 people in a court of law, each of them taking to stand reporting what they saw. If their stories lined up and made sense, the evidence would have to leave you convinced, no doubt. But still it's by faith that we trust and praise the Son who was raised for our justification. Check it out.
Nero is dead, Constantine is dead, Genghis Khan and Attila the Hun are dead, Alexander the Great is dead, however Jesus is alive. Napoleon is dead, Lao Tzu is dead, Che Guevara and Henry the Eighth are dead, Saddam Hussein is dead, however Jesus is alive.
Through faith in Christ, we've been saved from hell. Because he's risen, it means we'll be raised as well. In glorified bodies fit for the new earth. For now, we participate in the new birth. The universal reality of the true church. With resurrection power, watch the spirit do work. United with Christ, we reside in his light. Abide in his might, keeping stride as we fight the pride in our life. The lies and the spite, we strive to be wise as he guides. Through the night, he'll chide and he'll slice. Recognize that he's right, his brightness inside lights our eyes. And it's tight, decided to die to wash white all our strife. His life was the price to delight in his wife. He told death's sight just to rise like a kite. All eyes on the Christ, let's prize him tonight.
Pharaoh is dead, Cyrus is dead, Darius and Sennacherib are dead, Nebuchadnezzar is dead, however,
Jesus is alive.
Caesar is dead, Herod is dead, Antiochus and Judas are dead, Pontius Pilate is dead, however,
Jesus is alive.
Yeah, he's alive, y'all, he's alive, y'all, what? He's alive, y'all, yeah, he's alive, y'all, all praise to the risen one, the Lord Jesus, what? Yeah,
that was the song called Jesus is Alive. And you're listening to Meaningless Control on Truth Be Told Radio. And the show is over, so we're going to go up as we came in with the VIVLE by Go Fish. And join us next time, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, Sundays, Truth Be Told Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And you could download it on iTunes for free, all of them, and they're archived on there. And here, like I said, going out with Go Fish singing the VIVLE. Bye for now.
The VIVLE, that's the book for me. The VIVLE, that's the book for me.